Nothi Siutan, Know Thyself, 1831. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Boston-born Emerson, 1803-1882, was the leader of the Transcendentalist movement in the United States during the early to mid-19th century, and throughout his essays, poetry, and philosophical writings, exerted considerable influence in the New Thought and related movements. Inspired by the saying, "Know thyself," above the portal of the Temple of Apollo at Delphi, in this excerpt, he poetically describes the astounding reality of what will be discovered by following the ancient axiom, so central to the Rosicrucian tradition.
If thou canst bear strong meat of simple truth, if thou durst my words compare with what thou thinkest in my soul's free youth, then take this fact unto thy soul, God dwells in thee. It is no metaphor nor parable, it is unknown to thousands and to thee, yet there is God. He is in thy world, but thy world knows him not. He is the mighty heart from which life's varied pulses part. Clouded and shrouded there doth sit the infinite, embosomed in a man. And thou art stranger to thy guest, and knowest not what thou doth invest. The clouds that veil his life within are thy thick woven webs of sin, which his glory struggling through darkens to thine evil hue. Then bear thyself, O man, up to the scale and compass of thy guest, soul of thy soul, be great as doth beseem the ambassador who bears the royal presence where he goes. Give up to thy soul, let it have its way. It is, I tell thee, God himself, the selfsame one that rules the whole, though he speaks through thee with a stifled voice and looks through thee shorn of his beams. But if thou listen to his voice, if thou obey the royal thought, it will grow clearer to thine ear, more glorious to thine eye. The clouds will burst that veil him now, and thou shalt see the Lord.